Scientists are exploring every aspect of sleep, sleep phases, how sleep affects our performance, and how it affects our health. They're also studying our primate ancestors. They want to learn how and why humans sleep better and more efficiently than primates do. That's led researchers to ask why our branch of the family tree evolved to sleep as we do, and whether that gives us some kind of evolutionary advantage. Max Green from The Pulse at Here and Now contributor WHYY went to the zoo to find out.
At the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago, there's tall mesh netting dividing the primate enclosure, one side for chimps and one side for gorillas.
Right now where I'm standing, Hank, Nana live in the enclosure across the way.
Hank and Nana are chimps. They're chasing each other around a synthetic tree. And that's Maureen Leahy talking, the curator of primates.
Also in that group is a female, an adult female named Cashew, and she is one of our most impressive nest builders, sort of related to Princess and the Pea, sort of folding in every single material that you can find into this really tall, elaborate nest. It's impressive.
Cashew does her elaborate nest building for the same reason we use pillows and blankets and mattresses, to be comfortable and get a good night's rest. Research scientist Katie Cronin does overnight studies at the zoo to better understand primate life after dark.
Well, we know from some of our research here that
what she was trying to say before she was interrupted is those vocalizations and other behaviors are the kinds of things experts pick apart because they're clues to our evolutionary past. Cashew, who builds those crazy comfortable nests, is a chimp and pretty closely related to us. We're in the same group, great apes, within the larger primate family.
Of about 200 species of primates, there's only a few great ape species, so gorillas, orangutans, chimpanzees, bonobos, and humans, and we're the only nest makers. So something's changed over time.
Researchers think that whatever drove that kind of change in sleep behavior ultimately helped make us the humans we are today. To try to figure out what did force those changes, let's go back in time to about 1.8 million years ago.
So the advent of our genus Homo. This is when humans became human, essentially, and is a really important time period.
That's David Sampson. He's an evolutionary biologist with the University of Toronto. And he says it's an important time because that's when our ancestors essentially started to look the same as we do today, which means sleeping in trees, not so comfortable anymore.
At that point, by necessity, we needed to be on the ground full time.
By contrast, think about how other types of primates sleep.
So, for example, owl monkeys, they are nocturnal.
Unlike us, they're small and compact, active only at night, and they sleep about 17 out of every 24 hours.
These are the marathon sleepers of the primate order.
Doesn't sound much like us. And they're also sleeping in trees, like other kinds of monkeys, wrapped around branches or huddled in groups. That's not exactly conducive to deep, meaningful rest. There are benefits, like being warm and safe.
But also when one individual moves, it's a domino effect. Everyone moves.
So you have much more fragmented sleep. They also have to generally sleep more lightly because, well,
you could be potentially, blown out of the tree at any moment.
Even monkeys that don't sleep in trees are sleeping on their rear ends. Have you ever slept sitting up? Yeah. Not great.
I guess the analogy would be sleeping coach or economy and sleeping first class. I think great apes are first class sleepers. We can sleep in reclined, relaxed positions.
And reclined, relaxed positions help us get more out of less shut-eye than anyone else in the primate kingdom. But it's a little more complicated than just kicking back when we sleep. Humans are a bit of an anomaly among apes. David says biologists can tell just based on our size, humans should sleep more.
Around 10.3 hours out of the day. But we don't. We sleep on average about 7 hours out of the day.
Less than any other primate yet recorded.
It's an indicator that something interesting or unique is going on with our lineage in particular.
Researchers know that sleep is critical for our brains. We need it for attention, memory, using our senses to the fullest, for learning new things, just overall brain power. And somewhere along the line, our ancestors started to develop sleep behaviors that allowed us to get very deep sleep in shorter windows of time than other apes.
It's been a prerequisite, I think, for a lot of the higher level cognition that we see in these species.
So what were our ancestors doing almost 2 million years ago that was so different from other primates? For one thing, they were getting used to sleeping on the ground.
Bringing it all together, it was that transition from the vagaries of sleeping in trees, coming down to a more stable environment.
And sleeping in large groups, maybe with someone on guard keeping watch, so that others were protected from predators during the most vulnerable hours of deep sleep. Sampson says these behaviors set in motion not just changes to sleep, but in some ways the beginnings of humanity.
You would have had a secure sleep site where you could get this deeper sleep. And then this frees up activity during the 24-hour period for more important things.
Like hunting, socializing, making plans, developing culture. There's even a theory that intense dreams that happen in REM sleep, which we get more of than any other primate, played an evolutionary role in priming us for the threats of waking life. Evolving the special sleep behaviors that we did may have driven us to have the brains that we do, that allow us to even ponder questions like this. For Here and Now, I'm Max Green in Chicago.
Max's story comes to us from WHYY's health and science program, The Pulse. Coming up later on All Things Considered, the chancellor of the California Community College System wants to stop requiring some students to take algebra. He says it's a barrier to graduation, especially for first generation and students of color. That story later on All Things Considered. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Mullins.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.